Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
I don't know about you tonight, but
And I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him, hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. God Almighty. I can say just like that old mother said that night. I don't feel no way to long. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Well, I don't believe he bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't.
In total adoration unto you, you reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Say.
Grateful, Lord.
I can see.
worship and I adore your name.
I worship and adore
you. Just want to tell you.
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited that you decided to drop by and listen in on this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. That number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to acknowledge that you want us to speak. Maybe you want to share or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed your life. I would be remiss to tell you that this is going to be a fantastic broadcast on this morning. But you know how we do it before we go another further. Let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord and let us share our morning scripture. And we're going to also give you all those great countries that are listening in, and then we're going to go into the message that's going to be preached on this morning, shared on this morning. Listen, lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day, God. We lift up this broadcast to you on this morning, God. On this, the beginning of the week, God. We thank you right now, God. God bless our goings and our comings, oh God. God bless our day on today, God. God, we lift up our day to you, oh God. God, we say in this day, God, let your glory be revealed, God. Give us strength in it, God. God, no matter what our season of life we may be in, no matter what our circumstance of life we may be in, God, thank you right now, God, that you are doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. Thank you for intertwining your strength into us on today, intertwining out your power into us today. God, that we'll be able to walk, God, according to what you said we'll walk. Lord, our minds and our hearts, God, shall be blessed and transformed simply because we're walking after you on this morning. Father, we lift this broadcast up to you. We say take the reins of it. God, do what you with it, what you want to do. God, move how you want to move. God, saturate this message on today. Saturate the speaker on today. God, consume them. God, give them the power, God, to stand and to withstand. God, in the midst of it all, God, build them up, God, in their most holy faith. God, that they'll be able to stand, God, graciously before you, God. God, and speak the word. Speak a word of life and a word of truth, God, to those that are under the sound of your voice on this morning, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus do we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Our scripture reading on this morning will come from the book of Psalms, and it'll be the 56th chapter of Psalms, very simple passage of scripture. But so powerful, a very simple passage of scripture, but so powerful. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I'm going to read it again because sometimes it can be so simple that we miss it. Watch what he says. He said, when time I am afraid, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. I'm not going to tap on that. I'm going to leave that right there in your lap. I'm going to let you live with that in your lap. We want to also acknowledge all of our great countries that are listening in. We want to tell you guys thank you. You know, I take my soapbox moment. This is my soapbox moment that I share with you guys every Monday that we share this broadcast. We have some amazing countries that are listening in, and we're just so proud and so grateful to have you guys connected to us to share with us this gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for taking out the time to listen in and to be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. But I want to talk to the audience for a moment. I want to talk to those that are under the sound of my voice right now. There are those that are listening in right now. You're listening under your own free will. You're listening in at your job. You're listening in at your workplace. You're listening in at your businesses. You're listening in as you drive to work. You're listening in as you're at your leisure to maybe off on today. You got your favorite cup of coffee. You got your favorite glass of tea, or you got your glass of water, or you got your something sitting before you, and you got your Bible open, and you're enjoying this opportunity to share in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those of us that went to church on Sunday, some of us did two and three services on yesterday. Some of us preached two and three services, and it was no fear for us to do that. Because watch this here, we were free to do it. But watch this, there are those that are under the sound of my voice right now. Some of them are huddled around a little internet phone. Some of them are huddled around a little internet box that they're streaming internet to be able to hear this gospel of Jesus Christ. There are some that their lives are at risk. Their lives are in danger simply because they're listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here we are on American soil, able to listen in for free. Without any fear of a backlash or retribution against us, because we're free to do it. But there are those in those other countries. Their very lives are in danger. Some of them are drugged into the street and made an example out of. Some of them are executed right in front of their families. Can we get real deep, real quick? Okay, this gonna get real deep, real quick. Watch this here. Some of them, their lives. Not only are their lives at stake and they're getting executed in the street, but some of them are even pulled out of their homes. Their husbands are sold into slave camps. Their sons are sold into slave camps, work camps. They call them work camps now. They don't call them slave camps anymore. They call them work camps. They're taken and put in work camps. Their daughters are sold into servitude. Their wives are sold into servitude. Not because they have a Bible, but some of them just because they have a scripture. They literally take the word and they do what they call bind it upon their fingers. The scripture say bind it upon their fingertips, put it upon their forehead. And some of them will take that scripture and they'll roll that scripture up and they'll tuck it inside of their waistband. They'll tuck it inside of their shoes. They'll put it in their hats, the brim of in the fold of their hats. Their turban that they wear on their head, because they want the word of God to be on them at all times. But watch this here. Let me bless you. Watch this here. They do it knowing that they may be caught, but they do it because they know they love God more than they love their own life. And God blessed them for it. So my petition to those of us that are here, that are listening in, that are listening in and hear the sincerity in my voice, pray for these people. Pray for our brothers and sisters. There are missionaries that are over there trying to get into those places where they won't let them in to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are those that are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to transform lives, and their lives are in danger. We have apostles that are there. We have pastors that have established churches there. We need to pray for their covering, for their peace, ladies and gentlemen, for their safety. Now, I'm going to call these names out. You may not remember every name that I call out, but watch this here. Do me a favor. Just say, Lord, bless and keep and cover the ones that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's just that simple. Lord, bless and keep and cover the ones that are listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's just that simple. It's not complicated, not difficult at all. And once you do that, I promise you, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you for your obedience. The Lord will bless you for your obedience. Those great countries are in. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in and listening in. We love you and we appreciate you. We have the United States. We have Canada, Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, we have Italy, we have Thailand, we have Romania, and we have Hungaria. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. And we pray. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your hand of protection and covering over these great countries that are listening in. Every dear heart that is listening in, that hears our voice, O God, that hear, Father God, our plea that is calling on your name, O God. God, to speak life to them. God, to speak peace to them, to speak strength to them, to speak power to them, to let them know that it is in the midst of you, Father God, that all things work together for their good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Those of all you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, let me help you real quick. You could also call in. You could call it. That number that you could call in on is 563-999-3628. Those of you all that are listening in right now via the World Wide Web, you could call in and listen to us live. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You could listen to us live, and you could do that by going to going in and calling. And that number again is 563-999-3628. You press 1. And when you press that 1, that acknowledges us and let us know that you wanted to share with us. You want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you. Maybe you want to just have prayer. Maybe you just want to share a word. The Lord has laid something on your heart to share as a word for us, for the people to listen into. We'd love to have you do that as well. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. And again, press 1, and that'll give us the acknowledgement that you guys want to listen in, and you want to be a part of today's message and broadcast on today. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, come on in and make sure you call a friend and tell a neighbor that we are on and we're alive, and we would love to have you guys join us on this morning.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. Such a great song that ushered into the spirit, ushered us into the spirit on this morning. I want to tap in this morning in our passage of scripture that we read, our opening scripture, which came from the 56 numbers of Psalms and verse number 3, the 56 numbers of Psalms and verse 3. And it simply said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. I'm going to read that again. What time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. What time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. Those of you all that need a title reference to a passage of scripture on this morning, I would just simply say this, and I give it to you. I give it to you how the Lord has given it to me. I give it to you how the Lord has given it to me. It ain't no time to fear. It ain't no time to fear. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. As I was sitting here and I was listening, I was listening to the song and I was reading that passage of scripture and going over that passage of scripture, I begin to just let my mind roll back to how God has showed up in my life in my most detrimental places. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But before I got in a real good relationship with the Lord, before I got really connected with God, before I got a real good acquaintance with the Lord, I had the tendency to call upon people before I called upon the name of the Lord. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, and I don't want you to get flustered. Okay, I don't want you to get upset. I don't want you to get in your feelings. Come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. I don't want you to get in your feelings when I say this, because watch this here. This was me at one time too. So let me talk about me, so you can say saved and stay in the church. I don't want you to get up so upset and so offended by the next statement that come out of my mouth, because I don't want you to think that I'm talking about you. I'm just giving you an example. See, back in the day, back in the gap, when trouble rose in my life, I had a tendency to call on people that really, can I be honest with you, that I really didn't know if they were going to be able to help me, but I tried the water. You know, I put my pinky toe in the water to see if I could try the water to see if it was going to work for me. I put my big toe in there to see if the water was good enough for me to go it on and step in and see if it would happen and if it worked for me. Now I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes the ones that I went to, they were a help to me. But watch this. There are many times when I went to them, they had this mentality and mindset. I helped you last time. Come here, let me help you. Let me help you. I helped you last time. I was so fearful of my situation. When I didn't have nowhere to turn, I would turn to the people that helped me last time, and I would be with them, and I would try to get them to help me again. And when I would do it, watch this here, I would get myself in that place, and I would get frustrated, and I would get angry, and I would be so upset because they didn't want to help me. But watch what God began to show me. You trust more in chariots. Come here. You trust more in horses than you do in me. He said, who shall you trust in? And the Bible tells us like this: the name of the Lord is a high tower, and they that run in are safe. My question to you this morning, people of God, men and women of God, that are listening in and tuning in on this morning, how many times have you ran to somebody and they was not your strong tower? How many times have you run to somebody and they were not the answer? How many times have you trusted in somebody? Watch this here, that you gave them your secret place and they made it a public place. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. I'm not trying to get you all excited early this morning. Only thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show you it ain't time for you to be afraid. It ain't time for you to worry. It ain't time for you to be struggling with your identity of who you are in Christ. You do know you got the power to call things that be not as though they were. You do know you have the power to speak life and death in your tongue. You do know that you got the ability to stand on the word of God. And when you stand on the word of God, God will move according to what's in there. Your faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. My question to you this morning. Yeah. Where does your allegiance lie when it comes to trouble? Oh, God, that's a good one right there, Reverend. That's a good one. You preaching a good message right there. Where does your alliance lie when trouble rises, when the storms of life are raging? Yes, my God. When the troubles of life seem like there ain't no answer nowhere, when all hell is breaking loose, come here. When life and trial and tribulation and trouble rise, my question to you this morning, people of God, is where does your allegiance lie? What time I fear? What time I am afraid? Trust in the Lord. Ooh. What time? That stood out to me. I'm going to tell you why it stood out to me. That stood out to me. What time? Because, see, fear has really no time or timing. Who am I blessing in this house right now? Who am I blessing under the sound of my voice? Who am I blessing on this broadcast? Who have I just sat next to and just started talking directly to you? Fear does not have a time. It just shows up. I'm going to talk about me. So you can say saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, and in the church. Watch the text. It says, what time? I dealt with. Notice the words that are coming out of my mouth. I dealt with the fear of dying. Breathe, baby, breathe, breathe. Inhale, exhale. Take you a good deep breath. Breathe. Listen. I was listening to a preacher speak some years ago, and he was talking about the spirit of fear. The Lord has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Okay, we got that scripture. Now watch this. Watch what he did. He began to show this passage of scripture. He began to take this passage of scripture and break it down, and he gave us this analogy. He said that his wife had went out of town, and when his wife had went out of town, he said on the back of the door, he said because how his bed was set, he could see the back of the door, and there was a leather coat that was hanging on the back of the door, and he's like me, I can't sleep with lights on. I have a little bit of light, but I can't have a whole lot of light. That's just me, but he said he slept with the light off, and he was sitting up there, and in the shadows, the coat that was hanging on the back of the door it started dancing and started moving on him. It started doing the electric slide on him. Y'all, y'all stop acting like y'all been saved y'all whole life. Get out your feelings. You ain't been saved your whole life. That coat was sitting there doing the electric slide on him. You know, it was moving. It was doing its thing. And he was watching this coat, and he was so fearful as he watched the coat. Death gripped him. He was afraid so that he said that his heart just started beating so fast, and he was afraid. He thought that the enemy came to kill him and take him out. But he said, this was the words I said. He said, I am not afraid of you. He said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if I leave him at your hand, I'm not going where you think you're going to take me. I'm going to God. And that was a day that I figured out that my fear of death had to be solidified with my living with Christ again. So sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get to that place to where you don't let the enemy make a fool out of you and make you think that you ain't going to make it to God. Sometimes you got to come here all the time. You got to let the enemy know that you ain't got no power. You ain't got no strength over me all the time. You got to tell the enemy, listen, shut your mouth, close that thing between your uppers and your lowers. That thing between your neck place and your head place, shut it down. I don't need your, look, I put a gag order on you. Every word that you speak out of your mouth is a lie. Everything that you're trying to say against me is a lie. I am not afraid of you. What time? Fear has no time. Fear has no filter. Fear has no time. Fear has no filter. Fear has no time. Fear has no filter. Fear will make you think that you're about to lose your children. Fear will make you think you're about to lose your wife. Fear will make you think you're about to lose your job. Fear will make you think you're about to lose your finances. Fear will make you think you're about to lose your mind. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose. Drive you to your destiny. Let's go. Come here. Look. Hop over here on the side of the car because we're getting ready to ride in just a minute. I want you to stand next to the car. Look. Lean in the window a little bit and listen to what I got to say. Listen. Watch the tip. My previous life, the things that I did before I got married to Apostle Kashima. I dealt with some depression behind my children. I was dealing with a real bad set of depression. I was at my job one day and I was sitting there and I was driving around. I used to work security, and I'm driving around and I would drive around and I was pulled up in the little shopping area. One of my assignments was to get the homeless people from sleeping on the sidewalk, because they did that. And so they were sleeping in front of these people's stores and all that other stuff. And so this one brother was out there, and he was laid out in front of the store. And I pulled up on the side of him. I said, I apologize for interrupting you. You know, you got to be kind to people. You know, you don't, I tell people all the time, you one paycheck away from being homeless. You got to listen, hear me and hear me well. You know, you got to be kind to people, because you don't know, okay, that's another message for another time. You got to be kind to folks. Watch this here. So I told him, I say, sir, excuse me, but I'm going to have to hack for you to leave. I can't have you laying in front of these people's stores. And when I told him that, when I explained that to him, when I spoke that to him, he pulled this blanket from over his head. And when he pulled the blanket from over his head, the devil put my son's face on this man's face. Y'all excuse me for a moment, because I still deal with it. The devil put this man, put my son's face on this man's face. I know that it was not my son. But just the idea of the enemy played with my mind long enough. Whoop! I don't know who I'm helping in here. Played with my mind long enough. Messed with my mind long enough for me to see my son's face on a homeless man's face. Already struggling with some other stuff. We ain't going to get too deep because y'all don't need to know all my business. Already dealing with some other issues already with the situation. But for me to see that, because I was struggling with some stuff already, it messed me up. Woo! Bah! Saw this boy's face on this homeless man's face. Boo-hooing like a baby, calling my wife. I'm crying. Oh, God. She said, baby, what's wrong with your head? I see my baby's face. She said, baby, just calm down because I don't understand what you're saying. You scared me. I said, baby, I sat up here and I asked this man to move. He's a homeless man. And when I saw this man pulled a cover back. It looked just like my son. Oh, God. She's like, baby, listen, I don't know how to handle this. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, drag you to your destiny. That does not mean that my wife was not equipped to help me. She could not help me in that area. Come here. Sometimes you got to go to the people. Watch the text now. Listen, you got to go to people who are capable of putting you back together in a place and in a time where you're struggling. See, because sometimes they can't talk about it because they ain't never been there. That don't mean that they ain't a help. That just means that they ain't a help then. But watch this. She said, baby, watch the advice of a wise person, of a wise woman. She said, baby, I can't help you. Call Bishop because I don't know what to tell you. I've never been in this. Girl, you helped me with that one. I ain't never been there, baby. I don't know what to tell you. Call Bishop and talk to Bishop. I hung up with her. I called my bishop, and he answered the phone on the first ring. He said, son, he said, what's wrong? I said, Dad, I'm sitting up here, and I'm sitting here. I just pulled this down, this man, and leave. I'm still in my feelings. I'm still emotional. I'm still immersing her. You know, I'm still immersing her. You know, listen to me. I'm still emotional. I'm jacked up. I'm still all in my, listen to me. I'm all in my feelings. I'm telling Bishop about this story, about this man, and I'm boo-hoo crying. I mean, crocodile tears. I ain't talking about no weep. I'm talking about crocodile tears. I'm talking about crying like my whole world is shut apart. And I'm giving it to him in that form and that manner, and my emotions is everywhere. And when I got through, my bishop saying, are you done? I said, huh? He said, are you done? That's everything? That's the whole story? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, first off, number one, that wasn't your son. Okay? Let's start there. That wasn't your child. See, when you got people who got experience in a place that didn't experience something, they can tell you, okay, first off, number one, that's not working for you because that's not your life. Look, that's not your portion. He said, that's not just number one. Let's start here. That's not your son. He said, you have cried. You have let your feelings out. You have did what you were supposed to do. You've done what you're supposed to do. You cried your last tear. He said, what I need you to do is I need you to get up, wipe your face, go wash your face because you probably look a mess. go wash your face. He said, and go once you go wash your face. He said, I need you to go back to work. He said, because you're sitting up here, you done forgot all about the purpose of you being at work. What's to work? He said, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to lose. He sends fear because he wants you to lose focus. He sends, God, I'm not trying to get y'all worked up in y'all feelings. He sends fear so you can get emotional, so you get caught up in your feelings. And when you get caught up in your feelings, watch this here, you step down from the position where you're supposed to be at. He has no timing. Fear has no filter. And fear has no quit. No timing, no filter, and no quit. Those of you all who are taking notes, fear has no timing. Fear has no filter. Fear has no quit. Still to this day, he still tries to bring fear into my mind about certain things and certain places in my life. He still tries to attack me with the fear of dying. Let me let you in an itty bitty tiny whiny piece of my business. He attacked me with the spirit of fear the other week about me dying in my sleep. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. He tried to introduce fear to me. He tried to make me be fearful of a place that I've already been delivered in. Listen, I could close this message out right there with that and go ahead on and just say, give the benediction. Listen, he will continue to try. He has no filter and he has no quit. He has no timing, no filter, and no quit. The devil does not give a rat's big toe about your emotion, about your feeling, because what his sole job is to get you off your game and off your purpose to witness and to encourage other people. And see, sometimes you have to share a piece of your testimony with people. You ain't got to give them the whole role. Come here. You ain't got to give them all the boxes, all the tissues out of the box. You can just give them one or two of the tissues. Come here. To help them get to where they need to be at. You can't, it's some stuff that you got to leave. You got to leave for, Lord help me. You got to leave that for the finale. You got to leave that for the finale. You can't always, and see, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. You leaning on the window looking in, now you can go ahead on and sit in the car. Let's go ahead on. You can sit in the car. I got one more, and then we out of here. We gonna ride up out of here in just a minute, but you can go ahead on, get in, have a seat. Go on, put your seatbelt on. I done cranked up the car. Let's get ready to ride. Watch this here. See, you can't let everybody know. You got to give some people a taste of what you got, because a lot of times if you give them too much, they not only become a hindrance to you, but they become an enemy to you. Yeah. I set that in your lap because you needed that. You needed to know that. Shando, Mandan, Diriambo, Kora, that was stuck right there. I had to get that out. Watch this. See, because we can be so loving and so caring and try to be the perfect example of a good friend and the perfect example of a good person to try to help someone. And so we need to tell them, well, you know, there are some things in my life that I deal with, and I still deal with those things, and this is the things that I deal with, and this and that and that and this, and you're giving them the information, and these jokers are taking mental notes in their mind because watch here, they're getting together a team. Gee, God, help me right through here. They're getting together a team of people, and when they get this team of people together, they mess you up. Okay, y'all need help. Y'all need biblical reinforcements. After the house had been swept and garnished and the spirit has left the house, it leaves for a season and it returns to see. He said to himself, let me go and see my house and see that the house is empty. And he said, let me go and get seven greater than himself. Watch this. He knows that he can't conquer you by himself because he's a familiar spirit. Boy, you better throw some punches this morning, preacher. You better throw some punches, apostle, like you know what you're doing. Watch this here. He can't come to you because you done dealt with a familiar spirit before. You know God. You know the spirit of familiarity. But it's something about familiarity, and he brings some friends. He'll hide among the other stuff, and then familiarity come in, and he'll tap you on the shoulder. Hey, boo-boo, how you doing? You doing okay, boo-boo? Hey, boy, you better help him this morning. What's going on, boo-boo? You okay? Pumpkin, hey, pumpkin. Hey, pudding. You doing? Listen to me. The enemy knows how to camouflage himself long enough that if I can get them stuck out on depression, if I can get them stuck out on oppression, if I can get them stuck out on pornography, if I can get them stuck out on chasing women, if I can get them chasing out on mediocrity, if I can get them stuck out on self gratification, that's the word I'm looking for, if I can get them stuck out on those places, listen, I can bring in my team and get them in a place of struggle, and when I get them in a place of struggle, I can get them to fall, and I can introduce myself again. Hello, my name is Fear. I can put myself in danger by letting people that's been cut off come in. I'm going to say that again because that moved something for a bunch of y'all. I have to be mindful that I don't open the door for everybody, because that door that I'm opening up for everybody is the reason why I'm dealing with the things that I'm dealing with. That's the reason why I have so much self-doubt. That's the reason why when I look in the mirror, it's hard for me to look at me, because when I look at me, I see me, but I see me in my struggle. I don't see me in my blessed place. I see me in my place of struggle. I see me in my place of difficulty. I see myself in my place of depression. I see myself in my place of hurt. I see myself in my place of harm. Because watch this here, I've opened up a door and I've let someone in that should not have been there in the first place. But because I'm so caring and so loving, I let them in. And watch this here, that's what the enemy was counting on. He was counting on that because he has no quit in him. Watch this. The enemy has no new tricks. It's just got new faces. Oh, He don't have new tricks. He just got new faces. And the crazy part about it is they come in looking like, sounding like, acting like, they care, like they love you. Me and you will never part, monkey da-da. You connected with them. You connected with them. You watch this here. You there. You're there. You're there. You're there. And what you mean there? Watch this here. It sound good. It feel good. It look good. But watch this here. What good does it do you to be connected with somebody that has the same, isms and schisms and problems and situations and circumstances that they had the last time that you dealt with them? Have you ever been with somebody and the word, this word come out your mouth, this seems familiar? Girl, I ain't messing with y'all. Boy, listen. I'm not finna mess with y'all. I'm not finna play with y'all. I'm gonna give them one more chance. Man, this sounds, girl, that sounds familiar. Girl, listen, I'm gonna give him one more chance. This feels familiar. Girl, I'm gonna give him one more chance. Man, that person that I walked away from, they acting just like this. I'm gonna give him one more chance. You keep opening up a door. And unbeknownst to yourself, let me help you, because unbeknownst to yourself, you are creating a fearful place for the next individual person. What time? I am afraid. What time am I afraid? Let me give you my final point so we could chunk the deuce and roll up out of here. The Bible says to us, I have not given you a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. I'm gonna say it again, because that helped somebody way back in the back. They was back in the back and they was listening in and they heard what was going on. Somebody way back in the back. I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm gonna say it one more time, because that helped somebody working in the kitchen back in the back. That helped somebody in the vestibule. That helped somebody listen. That helped somebody in the overflow. That helped somebody that's on the instruments. Listen, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I have given you a sound love and a sound mind. See, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to use self-preservation over folk. You got to learn how to love you. Oh, God, doggone it, I'm finna get in trouble. But, you know, I stay in trouble. Sometimes you got to love the hell out yourself, because, my God, help me right through here. Sometimes you got to love the hell out of you, because, watch this here, you got so much built up frustration behind folk. You got to learn, gee, God help me, you got to learn how to stop being struggle You got to learn how to quit being so intimidated by folk that's coming into your life and causing you to stumble and fall. Watch this. Telling you what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to be at. No, baby, listen. You're not God, and that ain't the thing that he told me. What he told me was this. And because he told me this, I'm going to walk in this. He has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I can think for myself, boo-boo. I can, come here, sweetie. I got my own thoughts. I told my children, don't ever let nobody change the way you think. Because watch this here. The one thing that you can do, you can become somebody's funky real easy because they didn't change how you think about yourself. Listen to me carefully. Quit letting folk put you in places that you don't belong. You know you ain't ready to be no minister. You know you ain't ready to be no evangelist. You know you ain't, come here. You know you ain't ready to pastor nobody's church. You come in a little closer to the fire. Sit a little bit closer under the fire and hear me real well. You're not ready yet to move in a place because they want you to go out and they want you to fail. And they say, girl, what happened? You're not ready for that relationship. You ain't been here for the last, come here. You ain't been here for the last one. You come here. You ain't ready to start no business. You watch this. You get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and you sit. No, let me back up. You get up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Wait a minute, hold on, let me back up. You get up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hold on, wait a minute. You get up at 2 o'clock. Wait a minute. You get up around about the time and time to get the kids out of school. You don't have it in you yet. But watch this here. The beautiful thing about it is that God will teach you in your ignorance. Come here. God, dog, let me help you. God will teach you in your ignorance. Am I helping anybody? God will teach you in your ignorance. I'm not saying you're ignorant because watch this. If you look at the term ignorant, if you read the term, let me read the terminology to you what ignorant means. It is the art of ignoring. You're choosing to ignore important points. Woo! God, you listen. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking that you're going to get a different result. Ignorance is ignoring the fact that you're in the place of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Power, power, Lord, power. You're expecting something different, but you keep doing the same thing. You keep walking in the same place. You keep dealing with the same people. You're going from pillar to post. You're going from house to house. And you don't realize, God, this is where fear has its most fun with you. Because fear will send you from one house to another house, and you think that is because you're not being spoken into, but you're afraid to sit still. I have such a nice phone. This phone is so nice. I love how this phone looks. This is a beautiful phone. Listen. You think that you're not being fed, but you're afraid to sit still long enough to be told that you got issues. See, you're afraid, listen, you're afraid that if you sit there long enough, they'll see you. I'm broken. I'm battered. I'm bruised. But see, this is the thing. You try to put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, And when you're putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, you're still bleeding. And with your bleeding, instead of you getting healed or instead of you getting the necessary attention that you need to help that wound heal, you're going out and you're bleeding on everybody else. And now, because you're bleeding on other people, what you have created is, let me bless you to your blessed space, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Let's hop in the Escalade and let's roll. Let's get up out of here. You're bleeding on people and you infected them. Now you have a zombie spirit because you have bitten this man. You have bitten this woman. You have bitten these people. And you're bleeding on them, and that blood-borne disease that's on you has getting on. Listen, you have tainted blood. That blood that's on your hands is not the blood of Christ. That blood that's on your hands is the blood from other people that you didn't let bleed on you. You all upset and frustrated. Now you got a tainted blood spirit. Now with your tainted blood spirit, you going off and you touching everybody and giving everybody your stuff. You have caused people to miss God because you're too afraid to sit still to get healed. Let me help you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you. I don't need to know your whole story. I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about me so I can be an example for you to go to somebody who's real. I don't need to know your whole story. I need to know what area to talk in my prayer in, yes. I don't need to know your whole story about your whole life. Because I'm not going to be the one that tell anybody, but I'm not going to be the one that you come and blame saying that this got out and I was the reason why I got out. I don't need that in my life. Tell me the area. I'm having problems in this area. I'm having problems with commitment. I'm having problems with my emotions. I'm having problems with my job. I'm having problems with my children. I'm having financial issues. I'm having issues in my body. There's a medical condition in my body that the Lord has not given me permission to release yet. But there's some issues with my body, with my blood. Period. Good enough for me. You ain't got to tell me you're dealing with high blood pressure and all this other stuff. You ain't got to tell me you're dealing with HIV. You ain't got to tell me you're dealing with cancer. Now, if you want me to pray for cancer and you're telling me there's cancer in your body, I got cancer in my body, I'm going to pray for cancer. But you see, this is some underlying stuff that people just need to shut their mouth behind. Keep your mouth closed. Because what they do is they're looking for a way in. So you just gotta put give them a drip. Don't cut your faucet all. Listen, don't cut your faucet all the way on for people. Because when you cut your faucet all the way on for people, what you wind up doing is you wind up letting yourself be the guinea pig. You let yourself be the guinea pig. And then your life is folded upside down. What time? I am afraid. What time? I am afraid. I will trust in the Lord. No matter what comes my way, I will learn how to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, always acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. Let him be the lamp unto your feet, a light unto your pathway. Let him be the ship, not just the oar. Let him be the ship that carries you to where you need to be at. In other words, basically surround yourself by God. A lot of us would not be in the condition that we were in if we surrounded ourselves by God. You wouldn't be in such a bad relationship. You wouldn't be dealing with depression. You wouldn't be dealing with fear. You wouldn't be dealing with emotional issues. You wouldn't be dealing with any of those things because of the simple fact that you trusted in God and you put God first in everything that you're doing. And you're walking after, you're walking after him. See, this is where a lot of fear comes in. Let me help you. This is where a lot of fear comes in. A lot of fear comes in when you got to trust him and you can't trace him. Abraham had to take his son up the mountain because the Lord told him to kill him. The Lord told him to kill him. So I need you to take your son and let your son be a sacrifice. Now, this is not neither here nor there for me. If it would have been me, I would have been asking the Lord some questions. This is me, I'm being honest, engine. In the condition and in this situation. I'm just being honest. Lord, why do you want me to take my son and put my son on the altar and offer my son up as a sacrifice out of obedience and not fear? Abraham took his. Now, don't miss the read between the lines. Okay, you see, every good text, you got to read between the lines. And this is what I tell people. You know, you exit these texts, but you need to learn how to read between the lines. I honestly believe that Abraham had some struggle and some doubt in this thing, because any real good daddy would have been in his mind. I'm taking my son up here, but at some point somewhere I'm gonna have to tell the Lord no, because I can't do it. We talk a good game. I ain't gonna even lie to you, because I heard many preachers. Oh, he had no fear, and he had no doubt that the Lord will show up for him. And I know he's all right. Yeah. That sounds good on paper. That's a good write-in right there, Reverend. You wrote that in that good. That was a good write-in right there. But my question to you is this, and I'm just being honest. If the shoe was on the other foot, that's my baby. That's my wife. That's my daughter. That's my godchild. That's my mama. That's my daddy. That's my brother. That's my sister. You telling me I got to take them up here and gut them like an animal? Y'all do know the process of a sacrifice right? Yeah, the process of the sacrifice is you got to cut the carotid artery of the beast, drain their blood. When you drain their blood, then you have to take them and cut them open and butterfly them, take out their organs. This is what I believe Abraham was going through his mind. I can't do it, God. I can't. I know he was walking up that mountain and he's saying, Lord, you got to talk to me. Are you sure this is what you want me to do? And the Lord waxed silent on him. The God got real quiet on him. The Lord got real quiet on him. Because he was struggling. He was seriously struggling. It was a come to Jesus meeting between him, Abraham and Jesus. So you're telling me I got to do my son like a sacrifice? I got to take my son and cut my son open and pull all his intestines out? Pull his large and small intestines out, cut out his heart, cut out his lungs, cut out his liver, cut out his bladder. Reproductive organs, I got to take all of that? I got to take all that out of my son. You telling me I got to gut my son? You hear me talking to you? And his son asked him a question I think that the Lord put on his heart, on his son's heart, to make him get his mind off of what he was struggling with. He said, Father, I see the wood. I see the fire. But I don't see the sacrifice. And the Lord made Abraham say something. See, sometimes the Lord will let you struggle in a place and he'll give you an answer even in your chaos. He said, the Lord will provide. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, he shall direct my path. What time? I am afraid. I will trust in him. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our fear is magnified 20, 30, 40 times worse. Not because we ain't got it, but because God is trying to pull something out of us. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this amazing, amazing, amazing short word that I believe, God, have instructed the people in a way to let them know that yes, a struggle place, a blessed place, a powerful place, an empowered place. The doors have been open for them to trust you even the more, even in our place of fear, even in our place of struggle, even in our place of doubt, not knowing which way to go, but knowing that if we go the way that you have set and orchestrated in our life, we will not miss you. Yes, Lord God, we understand that it is a difficult place. We understand, Lord, that it is a detrimental place. We understand, Father, that it is a fearful place. But we also trust you trust you beyond all our doubts and fears. Lord, sometimes we will struggle, but we understand and know that in our fearful place, you are still God, and you are still God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And by the cross said, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick musical break. And we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to hold on with us.
Somebody here to tell them,
I won't.
Such amazing sentiment of a song. I need you to survive. Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir. There are those of you that are under the sound of my voice right now. We need you to survive. We need you to make it through your storm. If you didn't get anything out of today's teaching, if you didn't get anything out of today's message, I want you to pull something from these words. It says, the scripture says in Psalms 56:3, it said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in him. If you don't hear nothing about that if you don't catch any of that passage of scripture, I want you to catch that last point. What we call it, the preachers call it the B portion when we preach it. We want you to catch that B portion. That B portion simply says, trust in him. Trust in the Lord. I know that it's difficult to trust him. Let me be the bearer of bad news for some and good news for others. This walk does not go without struggle. This walk does not go without difficulties. This new transition does not go without it being said that you're going to see some trials and tribulations. Okay? Coming into Christ, living for Christ, makes it that much more bearable than it is for you to be out in the world. Because you turn to, you see, let me help you. You could turn to your bottle. You could turn to your tweed. Can I be real and honest and real? You could turn to a woman. I had to clean it up because my mind went somewhere else with it. You could turn to a woman. You could turn to that man. And it'll be a temporary fix for a situation that you need a God for. I'm going to say it again because that helps somebody. It will be a temporary fix for a God situation. You could drink it. And you could wake up the next morning with a hangover, and that's all you got out of the situation was a hangover. But if you take God and put God in it and on it, you'll wake up tomorrow. It may still be there, but at least you know you got God working in the background. You know how your phone sometimes have apps? And every so often it'll be a God, that's good. Every so often it'll pop up on your phone and it'll say app running in the background. We have to get to the point to where we realize that Jesus is running a systems check in the background. We can't get frustrated because we don't see it, but every so often we'll feel him pop up. Okay, God, I know you got this one. Okay, Father, you're working on this one. Okay, Lord, I hear you. I see it now. It's not as profitable as I want it to be right now, but I know that but there's a season called breakthrough that's coming. And I got to trust you in my season of struggle because my season of breakthrough is coming. I got to trust you in my season of doubt because my season of understanding is coming. I got to trust you in my season of not knowing what direction to go in because in my season of you directing my footsteps is coming. I got to trust you in the season of darkness because I know there's a season of light that's coming. I have to be able to trust you even when I can't trace you. Now, in order for you to get that reassurance, watch this here, you have to build a rapport with him. You have to have a relationship with him. See, you hear me on the radio. You hear me on the app. You hear me on the live. You hear me on Facebook Live. You hear me on Instagram. But you've never been in my presence. I can't be a help to you, an effective help to you, until you meet me in person and say, hey, man, God, how you doing? My name is Leroy. My name is Troy. My name is Johnny. My name is Joey. My name is Tyrone. My name is Jackie. I'm just calling out names. I don't even know none of these people. I don't even know if these people are listening. But if you are, God bless you. Come on in and get to know me. Look, I'm stretching my hand out to you. And I'm saying, how you doing? Man of God, I've heard you on the radio. I've heard you on Facebook. I heard you on Instagram. Hey, man, if it's possible, can you connect with me? Of course I can. No problem. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. I'm no good to you. You're just strolling through Facebook, and you catch me. But in the midnight hour, when you need a live and not Memorex moment, you hear me what I'm saying? You don't need a sermon that's on repeat. You need a connection. Okay, where you going, preacher? You can hear people talk about God and their relationship, but if you ain't never had no relationship with God, you don't know. What are you saying? I'm saying that this is an opportunity for you to come into the body of Christ, to get to know him for who he really is, to get to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is not just a set of words that people preach, but this is actual, factual, real life stuff, and that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But you have to be able to release you to become more like. Apostle, I don't know how. It's easy. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. Chief, I don't know how. It's easy. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. But Chief, I'm not fit. It's easy. It's simple. It's not complex. But Chief, I don't know what to say. It's easy. It's not complicated. It's simple. See, we make coming to Christ so difficult in the church sometimes, till where it makes people afraid to give their lives. It makes people afraid to come to church. But it's not that complicated. Not that difficult. What it is an opportunity for an open door for us to walk into, to receive him for who he is. Today is a real good day to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor in the midst of all that you're going through. But watch this. Let me help you. It is you taking the first step and God taking the next. You walk one, you take one step toward him, it takes two toward you. But you have to open up your heart and your mind for him. The book of Romans 10:9 says this. It says that if you can confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Simple, not complex, not difficult.
You got to confess with your mouth. Just say, Lord, just repeat after me. Come on. It's simple. What we got to realize is sometimes we don't always know the words, but if that's somebody that we could put in, but the Lord sometimes put people in front of us to give us the words to say so we can say what we can't say on our own. And it's simple. It's simple. It's not complex. You just follow my lead. It's not difficult. And then we're going to pray. Say, Lord, I need you. I've fallen short. I'm not perfect. But I trust you with my life. That's it. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray for you. And as we pray for you, watch this. We're going to pray for you. And when we pray for you, I'm going to give you some keys. And when I give you the keys, you can go from there. Amen? Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of my voice. Father, that just received you into the kingdom. You just received them into the kingdom of heaven. They just gave their life to you. Father, we want to say thank you for your loving kindness. Father, we want to thank you for taking them and girding them up like a hen girds up her chicks and covers her and protects them. God, we thank you for your hand of mercy and grace that's on their lives. God, we thank you for walking them through life because we understand that life sometimes can be difficult and complex. But because you are a God that knows all, sees all, and is all, Father, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We trust you beyond a shadow of a doubt of all that we see because you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we rest in you today. And in your graces and in your power. And we say thank you in advance for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to tell those of you all that have joined and became a part of the body of Christ, welcome. 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 Listen, continue to listen into this broadcast on Mondays. Connect with us on Facebook. We are a church we're in Houston, Texas. But those of y'all that are listening in other cities, follow us on Facebook. We'd love to have you come on and listen in on Sunday mornings and be a part of what we're doing and become a part of our Internet family. Become a part of our house Internet family. We have a large Internet family, and we would love for you guys to come. Our motto is there is room at the house. There's always room for you. There's always doors that's going to be open to you. There's always going to be access to this that comes in. You could message us on Facebook and say, hey, I need to talk to you, Apostle. Chief, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray with me. Here's my phone number. You give me a, put it in the messenger. And I'd love to give you a call and help you. I'll pray you through. I'll pray with you. I'll encourage you. I'll strengthen you because that's what we do. That's what we have been called to do at the Abba House. Now, I want to give you these three keys before we go any further. These three very important keys. First key is I want you to get into a good church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International, and like I told you, we are an internet service. You could come into the building. We are in Houston, but we also have an internet church, and we would love for you guys to be a part of the internet church family. So you could come on in and be a part of the internet church family and just tell them, hey, I want to be a part of the Abba House internet family, and we'll be glad to have you connect with us and be a part of what we're doing on the internet to bless those that are just connecting with us from across this country. And we would love to have you guys be a part of that. Also, we want you to make sure that you get a really good Bible. Now, with that Bible, what we want you to do is we want to get you a really good Bible because we want you to follow along in the Word. Read the Word daily. I'm going to say that again. Read your Word daily because what you're reading the Word daily, what you do is the more of God you put in you, the more the enemy get pushed out of you. Because the more you read the Word, the more stronger you get. The stronger you get, the less power the devil has. The less power the devil has, the more fight that you have. Amen? So the more fight that you have, the more you're able to stand and do what God has called you to do. Because the enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. But we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. There's purpose that's connected to your life. And when the curb service, when there is power connected to your life, there's a surge that happens. So the more you read, the more powerful you get. The more powerful you get, the more you stand on your own. The more you stand on your own, the less the devil can come in and speak life, speak all these negativity things in your mind. And the next thing is, get into a good church home. Make sure that that pastor is living the life that he's preaching, living the life that he's preaching. Make sure that that pastor is living the life that he is preaching. Watch this here. You can tell the difference. You'll know. You'll know that person. You'll know that person's sincerity of their hearts. You know. Amen? So get with that person. Get in a church that's connected with you. Again, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. Those of you all that are here in Houston, we'd love for you guys to come and connect with us. 6705 High Street, that's in Houston, Texas. And we would love for you guys to come connect with us and be a part of what God is doing in our city of Houston, right here in Houston. We'd love for you guys to come and get connected with us to be a part of what God is doing with us. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And we're going to go ahead on and we're going to end the broadcast. We're going to end the broadcast. But I want to tell you guys, continue to fight the good fight of faith. And know that in all that you do, in everything that you do, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. And he will bring you out all right. I promise you he will. I promise you he will. Just stick in there. Hold on. Listen, there's a worldly term that we used to do, ride it until the wheels fall off. Amen? God bless you. We'll talk with you guys real soon.
And this song is for those